Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's National Foster Care Month. What are some of the challenges and joys of foster care and adoption? Let's go in depth with Scarlett and Craig Ford from Pella. How did you two meet?
Do you want to answer that?
I was a rugby coach back in the day, and I was at an event in Cedar Rapids at Coe College, and I ran into my wife at that event.
And how long ago was that?
Oh my gosh, that'd have been 19 years ago.
Yeah.
So you ran into her? That meant she caught your eye?
Yeah, it definitely caught my eye right when I saw her, yeah.
Okay, so then you just walked up and said hi?
Pretty much, yep.
What did you think, this guy coming at you?
He seemed very confident, and he made me laugh right away. So he asked me out, and I was absolutely positive I would not go out with this guy. And when he finally convinced me to go out with him, I did actually really like him. So.
And so how long have you been together?
Yeah, since then.
Yeah. So 19 yeah, years, we got married.
Got married about a year later. Was it a year later or 2 years later? Maybe 2 years
no,
later.
No, it was a year later. It was like May of 99.
Yeah, we got married May of 99.
So sort of love at first sight.
Pretty much. For me it was, I guess.
I don't believe in that.
Took you a little while. You were being cautious.
Exactly.
All right, and how many kids do you have now?
We have seven.
Seven kids. Tell me about them.
Well, we've got a boy, our oldest, who's 17 years old. We've got a girl.
15-year-old.
Who's 15, free spirit. We've got a 12-year-old girl who's also...
13 now.
Okay. Maybe I should let her take over when we start doing ages. She's also a free spirit.
I love sports, yeah. And then we have a 10-year-old who is our Spanish speaker in our family. And then we have a 7-year-old who's a first grader, then a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Busy, busy.
It's a full house.
Some of the kids, as I understand it, were foster kids and are now adopted.
Correct.
Yep.
Well, what made you want to, let's start with being foster parents. What made you start to want to be foster parents?
Well, I think it started with our want to adopt. I know my parents adopted a child when I was a kid, and I always admired them for that. I looked up for that. I think that's a great thing for good families to do. And so we've always wanted to adopt. And then we basically made a decision: do we want to adopt from overseas, or do we want to adopt from here in the States? And I just felt, let's just adopt from here in the States. And one of the ways that you can do that is to first become a foster parent, and then you can adopt a kid that is in definite need. Yeah, because there's a definite need right here in Iowa. There's lots of kids that don't have homes.
When did you realize that you wanted to adopt?
I think that's something I've always thought would be an option. When we decided to foster, I'd say we were a couple years into it, and I, at that point, really felt that fostering was all we would do because I enjoyed the process. I really enjoyed seeing families reunite, and I thought being that in-between family, even just seeing foster kids, maybe even to their adoptive family, and us just being that middle transitional place for them would have been a good place to be. So it's interesting because about the time you think you know what you're going to do or want to do, then sometimes things take a twist. So about that same time we were then offered or asked if we would be open to adopting.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about foster care and adoption with Scarlett and Craig Ford from Pella. What organization did you work with?
DHS through the state.
Yeah. So you just called DHS and said,
well, when to become a foster parent, you actually have to go through a class. You have to go through a process, and it's a very
PS MAP.
Yeah, it's a long process. It requires certification. It requires education. It's, you know, not everyone makes it through this process. And I tell you what, it's a good process. It teaches you a lot about what these kids are going through, and it puts you in their shoes, and it really helps how to deal with the different problems that will arise later on when you have kids with challenges and special needs in your home.
And you have a kid or two with special needs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the special challenge with that? I mean, not specifically, but I mean, was that hard to adjust to?
I think the key when you bring kiddos into your home with different challenges is to make sure that you have a support system. We immediately begin to utilize speech therapists, counselors, occupational therapists, getting a good network around you so you can learn exactly what techniques work best for the different needs that arise in your home, and to have people you can just pick up the phone or quick email and ask, you know, we're facing this now, what's the best option, what ideas do you have? Having a great support network of both care providers and also other foster parents who maybe dealt with the very same issues in their experiences. And we have a network here in Pella that's really been a good source of support for us, so.
Well, I'm sure the learning curve was very steep. These might be some challenges that you're really pretty ignorant about at the beginning, I'm guessing, and then you learn how to best help those kids reach their potential.
Yeah, the learning never stops as a parent. It's constant. It's constant learning, constant. You're constantly educating yourself on challenges, but you know it's also rewarding as well. You know, there's definitely a need in this community for foster parents, and I'd urge any family that is even considering it to at least go through the process and get to get certified, because it'll make you a better parent, it'll make you a better wife and husband. It's a good process.
Like, I often hear that people say, well, some of the reasons why I hear people don't want to foster is it would be too hard to say goodbye to the kiddos. What I found really interesting pretty early on for me was the hardest part wasn't seeing a kiddo move on. It was watching a family not reunite. That was the hardest part for me. I really hadn't gotten to the point where I was, where you start cheering for parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles. You want to see family stay together. So
do you counsel some of those parents sometimes? Do you interact with them? Do you ever see them?
Oh yeah. And
all the time?
Oh yeah, all the time. You get to meet them, you get to know them, and in some instances become pretty close, and you want them to make it. You want to see the ultimate goal is for families to stay together and be a family. I mean, that's the ultimate goal of DHS is when a child's removed from a home for whatever reason, neglect or abuse or whatever, the goal from that point is reunification. You know, that's the goal of DHS. That's the goal of the foster parent. That's the mission. And then at some point, sometimes that doesn't happen. And I don't know what percent, I think it's 25%, 30% in the state of Iowa don't become unified and the parental rights are terminated. And in that instance is when they're looking for families for adoption.
I'm thinking it must be hard in some ways in talking with those parents, maybe even especially for them, because they're recognizing that somewhere along the way they've made mistakes and that you're taking over their responsibilities. And so how do, at least briefly, so is that an interaction that's tough to negotiate?
It's not, especially if you go into it realizing that we all make mistakes and there's no perfect parent. And then the other thing is that you start learning very quickly how to do shared parenting. So you just realize these are things that they've used, techniques they've used with their child, and you try to incorporate those and respect the ways, you know, some of their philosophies in parenting, if you get to know them well enough, and then also just incorporate things that you know will work with helping that child to thrive.
Well, it sounds like you just have to take any kind of judgment off the table. You just don't even go there. Is that right? I mean, with respect to the parents?
Well, that's kind of the job of the social worker.
That's the job of the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the state's job. The state and the social worker and the caseworker gives the birth parents a plan to get a plan and goals and to get a path for them to reunite. And it's their job to meet those standards and meet those goals to obtain reunification.
And that doesn't happen in all cases. And as a consequence, you have now adopted members of your family.
Right. But as foster parents, your goal is to do everything possible to keep that process going towards reunification. The second thing I always hear from families when we're talking to them about if foster care were an option, you often hear the phrase, well, the system is so broken. And I think that's completely true. I always agree with them. I've never come across a system where you're dealing with people that's not broken. But I have also I've talked with families, I have close families that foster in Minnesota. I've talked to social workers, several from the Illinois, Chicago area. I look at statistics of the foster care systems in both Arkansas and Missouri. And Iowa's actually really has a very good system. I would say it's one of the less broken systems because we, as a whole, have fewer numbers. The numbers make it always harder. The social workers they have huge workloads across the board. But our experience has been that they've really done just an incredible job of being advocates both for the children, for the parents involved in each situation, and then they've been very accessible to us whenever we have questions or our meetings have challenges that arise in different situations. So,
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation about foster care and adoption with Scarlett and Craig Ford from Pella. Well, and how have your biological children adapted, and has this been a good thing for them?
I think overall it's been a good thing, but there's definitely struggles. You know, your birth order gets changed. Your baby of the family is not the baby anymore. And, you know, it's just a totally different dynamic, and there's less of attention to go around to each kid, so you know your one-on-one time with parents is diminished. But you know, our kids are great. We have great kids. They play together. They support one another, and it's a good family. For our family, was a good family for young kids to be plugged into.
I would say that the positive benefits that I've seen from fostering is that our kids, I believe, they have more empathy towards children with special needs, and they realize that maybe kids that before they saw as different are a lot more like them than they maybe have realized before them being in their home for long term.
So then they can role model this out to their friends and their peers, and their peers can learn from them.
You hope so, yeah. That would be the best case scenario.
Any advice for people that are considering this?
Take the class. Mm-hmm. That'd be my advice. Take the class.
The PS MAP class?
Yeah, take it. You know, you're going to know at the end of that class whether fostering is for you or not. You're going to know. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to learn how to be a better parent to your own children at the end of it.
And it's, let's see, ifapa.org, I believe, is the website you can go to look into classes and the offerings in the area. I think we drove to Ottumwa, and there's classes, of course, in, I think, Grinnell, maybe.
Des Moines, Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. They're all over the state.
One of the most memorable moments in my life over the past year or so is when I just happened to bump into your family just that very same day at a restaurant when you were celebrating the most recent adoption. That was really something special to see, to watch your family engage and the joy that I saw.
Yeah, I remember it too. It was a good day.
It was a special day, wasn't it?
Very special, yeah. At some point, everyone wants to help children. Everybody does. And you got to realize you can't, it's pretty much impossible to help all children. But, you know, if you put forth effort, you can help one. You can help two.
One at a time.
Yeah. So we have a big problem in the state of Iowa with the lack of foster parents. And I think we can all solve it just a little bit at a time if we all work together at it.
Thanks to Scarlett and Craig Ford for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.